So feel where your body is making contact with the floor, the backs of your heels, the backs of your legs, your bottom, your back, the backs of your arms, the back of your head. And with each out-breath, allow your body to really sink into the floor and give all your weight to the floor. So breathe in and feel your whole body lying on the floor. Breathe out. You can let go of everything. Right now you have nowhere to go, nothing to do. You can just be here and rest. So allow your body this precious opportunity and enjoy this gentle rhythm as you breathe in, as you breathe out, just like the waves that dance on the sand. So now, let's become aware of our hands. Breathing in, I'm aware of my right hand. Breathing out, I allow my right hand to relax. Breathing in, I'm aware of my left hand. Breathing out, I allow my left hand to relax. As I breathe in and out, I'm aware of all my 10 fingers. Breathing out, I feel grateful to have these 2 hands. My 2 hands are always available to me, and they help me do so many things. But I'm rarely aware of the wonder of my 2 hands. There are many fine bones, many muscles, many ligaments that allow each of my fingers to move independently of the others so that I can draw, I can heal other people with my hands, I can cook, drive, build things, carry things, I can clean, I can play a musical instrument. There's so much available to me because of my 2 hands. So now I allow all the cells in my hands to rest and to really melt onto the floor. Breathing in, I'm aware of my right arm. Breathing out, I release all the muscles in my right arm. Breathing in, I'm aware of my left arm. Breathing out, I release all the muscles in my left arm. Breathing in, I'm grateful to my two arms. Breathing out, I send my love to my two arms. And I feel them letting go of all tension. I feel very happy to have my two arms. With my arms, I can hug someone. I can dance. I can make art. I can paint and build and repair. I can drive a bicycle. I just need to contemplate briefly what my life would be like without one arm or both arms. And then I see how much they bring me, how rich I am because of my two arms. So I give them my care. I send them my tenderness, my appreciation. Breathing in, I'm aware of my two shoulders. Breathing out, I release the muscles in my shoulders. Breathing in, I really feel the weight, the presence of my shoulders. Breathing out, I smile to my shoulders. With care, with love. My shoulders are a place of strength. They allow me to bear things, to support weight, both physically and emotionally. I may carry a lot of responsibility in my shoulders, and sometimes tension accumulates in my shoulders. When I have worries, anxiety, or stress, my shoulders hold that if I don't release it. So I breathe in, and I'm in touch with whatever may be there in my shoulders. And as I breathe out, I give my shoulders permission to relax, to let go. I feel the earth beneath me, supporting me. And I know I can release everything onto the earth. The earth will help me to take care of anything that I need to care for. I can release my burdens, my projects onto the earth. So I feel the earth there always supporting me. And I know I don't have to carry everything on my own. So I let whatever weight may be in my shoulders just flow onto the earth. And I share that weight with the earth. Breathing in, I'm aware of my face. Breathing out, I relax my face. Breathing in, I raise my eyebrows. Breathing out, I relax my eyebrows. This helps me to relax the muscles around my eyes. Breathing in, I feel grateful to have this face. Breathing out, I smile to my face, relaxing the hundreds of muscles in my face. Breathing in, I'm aware of my two eyes. Breathing out, I'm very grateful to have two eyes. My eyes are a miracle, allowing me to see so many colors, so many shapes, the beauty of a sunset or a sunrise, rain falling, to see flowers just poking out of the ground at springtime, to see the faces of those I love. To read and to write. To do everything. So breathing in, I take this time to appreciate my two eyes and all that they do for me. And breathing out, I give them a chance to rest. I can express so much through my eyes. I can smile through my eyes. I can share a lot of love, a lot of kindness, just through my eyes. So I choose to use my eyes to look lovingly, to look compassionately on other people. I know I can bring a lot of people happiness and peace just through my eyes. Breathing in, I'm aware of my mouth, my teeth, my tongue. And breathing out, I allow my mouth to completely relax. I allow my tongue to fall to the back of my mouth. And I allow my jaws to open slightly, to allow all the muscles in my cheeks and my jaws to completely rest. As I breathe in, I'm in touch with my mouth and any tension that I might have in my tongue, in my jaws. And as I breathe out, I let go. I see that I don't have to be anyone or do anything. I can just rest and allow the earth to hold me, to support me. As I breathe in and out, I feel grateful to have this tongue that can taste so many different flavors, bitter, sour, salty, spicy, sweet. This tongue that can sense temperature, texture, weight, shapes, that allows me to eat food very mindfully with a lot of enjoyment. And as I breathe in and out, I'm in touch with all of my teeth and how wonderful it is to have all of these teeth. These teeth that grew when I was 7 or 8, that began to replace my baby teeth, that were growing and growing until they became my full adult teeth. I don't know how long I will be able to have these teeth, so I appreciate them now. They are still in good condition and allow me to chew my food, to speak. So I send my love and gratitude to my teeth. I vow to develop understanding. animals, plants, and minerals. Animals, plants, and minerals. Mm-ha. 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 I vow to develop my compassion in order to protect the lives of people, animals, plants, and minerals. Animals, plants, and minerals. Mm-ha. 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 Arrived, arrived at home, I am at home, dwelling in the here and dwelling in the now, solid as a mountain, free as the white cloud. Is open, free and unshakable. Arrived, arrived at home, I am at home, dwelling in the here and dwelling in the now. Solid as a mountain, free as the white cloud, the door to no birth and no death is open, free and unshakable. So now I become aware of my right leg and right foot. As I breathe in and as I breathe out, I allow all the muscles, all the cells in my right leg and foot to relax. I let go of holding any muscles, any tension in my leg. Breathing in, I'm aware of my left leg and foot. And breathing out, I relax all the muscles in my left leg and left foot. Breathing in, I smile to my 2 feet and my 10 toes. And breathing out, I am in touch with the miracle of my 2 feet. My feet, with so many intricate bones, very delicate joints and ligaments that work so harmoniously together to allow me to stand without falling over, to walk, to run, to dance, to play sports, to do martial art, to climb a mountain, or climb a ladder, to go places where I can help people who are suffering. My feet, my legs are such a treasure, and I give my feet and legs the chance to rest. They are always there for me. They have carried me hundreds and hundreds of miles through many different places. Now they can just rest. They don't have to do anything or go anywhere. So I send my legs a lot of gratitude for the wisdom, the intelligence that is in the cells of my legs and feet. When I play soccer, my foot just knows how to score a goal. I don't have to think. My legs, they know what to do. My feet, they know how to drive in coordination with the whole of my body without me even having to think. The wisdom, the ability to act or react quickly is right there in all the cells of my legs and feet. They're truly a miracle. So I breathe in and breathe out and just honor my legs and feet. Breathing in, I'm aware of my heart beating on the left side of my chest. Breathing out, I send all my care and affection to my heart. This wonderful organ, muscle, that pumps blood throughout my whole body. It began to beat when I was just a 4-week-old fetus in my mother's womb, and it has continued beating ever since, never stopping, never taking a break, even when I sleep. My heart is always there for me, always taking care of the whole body. So I allow my heart to rest, to be at ease. I know when I have a lot of worry and stress and tension, I cause difficulty to my heart. I make my heart work very hard. So I send my loving kindness to my heart, and I know that I will live in a way that will put less strain on my heart, so that I can protect it, so that it can stay healthy. Breathing in, I'm aware of my 2 lungs. And breathing out, I relax my two lungs. I'm very grateful to my two lungs that bring oxygen into my whole body and release carbon dioxide and other gases with every out-breath. My lungs are so intelligent. They are so kind to me. Now I give them my attention, my care. If anything were to go wrong with one of my lungs, I know my whole body would suffer. I would have a lot of difficulty. So now I celebrate the good health of both of my lungs. I don't want to take them for granted. And I want to live in a mindful way so that I can take good care of my lungs and get regular exercise and breathe deeply throughout the day, so that I use the full capacity of my lungs and help circulate oxygen throughout my body and expel unneeded air so that my body can be healthy and more relaxed. And breathing in, I'm aware of my stomach and my intestines. And breathing out, I relax my stomach and intestines. I see how much my stomach and intestines do for me every day. Digesting three meals each day, breaking down the food, absorbing the nutrients, and passing on, eliminating what I don't need. They are so wise. They know how to take in what I need and let go of what I do not need. Giving my body energy, allowing me to live. I'm so grateful to my stomach and my intestines, and I want to take good care of them by eating healthy food that I can digest well. And by taking time regularly to stop, to come back to my body, and to relax. Because I know when I have a lot of stress or tension, it affects my stomach and my intestines a great deal. And I don't want to put stress on them. So as I breathe in, I feel gratitude to my digestive system. And as I breathe out, I smile with kindness to my stomach and intestines. Breathing in, I'm aware of any part of my body that may be weak or tired, sick or in pain. Breathing out, I send my compassion and love to this area of my body. I give this part of my body all of my attention, my time, my energy, so that it can heal. And as I breathe in and out, if there is a part of my body that is suffering, I learn to listen deeply to this area of my body and to pay attention to what it might want to tell me about what it needs, how I can help it. I invite the health, the strength, the wisdom, and the healing energy that exists in the healthy parts of my body to flow into this part that is weak or sick, giving energy, renewed strength to this weak part of my body. I can visualize light flowing into this area of my body with my in-breath and out-breath. I know that I also have a great wealth of strength and wisdom that flows into me from all of my ancestors. Some of my ancestors lived to be 100 years or older, still very strong, very clear-minded. Very healthy. So I call on these ancestors who knew how to live and keep their bodies strong. And I invite that healing energy to flow into me to help me to heal my own body.
Hey, honey, oh, hey.
So become aware of your whole body lying on the floor. And feel this wonderful feeling of relaxation. It's permeating your whole body. Know that you can come to this place of peace, of complete rest, several times throughout the day. You can lie down and do a full total relaxation for half an hour or an hour. Or you can just lie down for 5 minutes in between an activity and give all of your weight to the ground and breathe deeply into your abdomen. And you can rest in this deep way sitting when you sit down for a meal. You can give all of your weight to the chair and consciously relax your whole body from your head down to your feet. And when you ride in a car or on a bus, you can also practice to connect with your breathing and consciously relax each part of your body. So this relaxation is a gift you can give yourself many times throughout the day, and it will bring you a lot of joy and peace and well-being whenever you give yourself the time to do it. And it doesn't have to take long. And it's so important to smile to your body regularly. Smile to yourself to help your whole body to relax. So, keeping your eyes closed, you can slowly begin to wriggle your fingers, wriggle your toes, and stretch your arms if you like. I will sing you a waking up song. I like the roses, I like the daffodils, I like the mountains, I like the rolling hills, I like the twinkling stars when the sun goes down. I like the roses, I like the daffodils, I like the mountains, I like the rolling hills, I like the twinkling stars when the sun goes down. Doobity 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 doobity